T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, Brian. Welcome to the program. Nice to have you here.
Hey, thanks so much. It's my pleasure.
I'm so glad to introduce you as Brian Baumgartner. But you, of course, Brian, you know everybody's saying, that's not Brian Baumgartner. It's Kevin Malone from The Office, for God's sake. I love that.
Yes, that is my other name.
Well, one last night, a movie that is out, and it must be nice to be away from the show that ran 9 years like that, to be able to do a feature length film like this, or is it?
No, it's been very exciting. I mean, look, I love Kevin as much as the next guy,
which we all do.
Being able to play different characters has been really fun for me. I mean, I grew up in the theater and playing different roles all the time. So, you know, this movie was a blast to work on, and thankfully I've been busy. I'll have another one coming out in at Valentine's Day, and I'm shooting something else down south right now. So I don't really know when that'll be out, but it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's also fascinating to know that you have such a long-running history in the theater with some of the best theaters in the country at the Guthrie and the Berkeley Rep and all the things that you have done. But the thing that is most important is that my partner, Kristen, absolutely adores you and the show. I feel like I'm in the way here.
That's all that matters. Ultimately, my mutual love for Kristen. That's it.
I think you've just made my life right now. Thank you very much. You are by far my favorite character on The Office, and I adore you. And I was watching the Cookie Monster episode yesterday. Just like, your timing is impeccable to me, and I love watching you in that character. So seeing you in a different role is going to be amazing to me. But I need to know.
You know what? You're actually, don't listen to what anybody else says. You're the smartest person I know.
Baumgartner?
I've never seen her blush so much.
I need to see you in your cubicle.
I'm glad you're not next to me right now because I am blushing hardcore. So I need to know, do you have a favorite scene filming in The Office?
Oh, wow. Boy. Wow. Well,
I know.
Mean, at this point, with what's happened, I don't know, online and memes, and I mean, it's hard at this point not to say the chili scene.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Because that has just become a whole
classic
thing unto itself.
Yeah.
I actually get amused now. I'll be with other fans or whatever, and I'll say, what episode was, you know, what's your favorite episode? And they'll say, the chili one. And I'm like, that was like 2.5 minutes at the beginning of the episode. That was one joke. But people, I don't know, it changes in their mind. I'll tell you that the series of episodes, in terms of, maybe not just my favorite, but when we would read the episodes the week before we would shoot. And I think that arguably the top storyline of any in over the 9 seasons, 10 years was when Dwight pranked Holly into telling her that Kevin is slow. that was a very big favorite of all of our, just because it was a joke that kind of got set up for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So as a theater guy, you know, you're always taught you never break the fourth wall. Whenever you filmed The Office and you guys were doing that series, you guys did that constantly. Was that easy to break the number one theater law?
I love that.
You know, actually, I will say that that wasn't that hard. What's
now doing other things is not doing that.
That's very true. That's funny.
There'll be a joke or a moment that is like, oh, no, you got to look right into the camera lens right now and make sure everybody gets it on it. And I'm like, no, we don't do that here. We don't do that here.
Oh, I see. What about One Last Night? Yeah. It's a relationship story, is it not? And it sounds like an interesting premise for the movie itself.
Yeah, have you guys done escape rooms? I have not.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yes. I've done them.
No, I'm too afraid to.
They terrify me.
Me too.
I feel
yeah.
like no one would let me out, and I would just be stuck there forever. So it's about a guy who has a first date and decides kind of dumbly that he's going to lock his first date with him into a movie theater. And I play a security guard that's at the movie theater that doesn't understand what's going on. There's a taser involved. There's lots of other stuff. And I kind of get in their way. But maybe, just maybe, at the end of the movie, unlike in The Office, I might find just a little bit of love myself.
Oh, you're breaking our hearts. I love that. I'm going to give the last question to Kristen, for God's sake.
Well, okay, we just briefly got to come back to The Office. Now, everyone, listen! It's my
Leave
favorite
the man
show.
Alone, for God's
my
sake!
My favorite show! All right. Anyways, so back to The Office. Everybody is remaking shows. Do we think The Office remake is in the works, and would you be a part of it?
Do we think The Office reboot is in the works?
Yes.
We think it's not currently.
Okay.
But we think that something may happen at some point.
Very good.
Ooh. The bait is on the line.
Yes.
It's floating in the water right now. Just waiting for fishies.
If you see concession stands at the movie theater selling chili, you'll know
yes.
that the Office is coming.
Exactly.
Brian, thanks for your time. Thanks for your talent. What a wonderful story. We all love you. Not as much as Kristen, but
yes.
I mean, you
yes.
know what I mean. Be good. We'll look.
Thank you so much.
We'll look for One Last Night, and thanks for taking the time with us. Good luck to you in the future, too.
Absolutely. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See you, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.